Dave Moore on Today FM.
How are you guys?
Hello. How are you doing? You good?
Yeah, really good, yeah. I'm just thinking, right, at this very moment in time, it's not long since you guys were both in Love Island, different years and all the rest, but it's not that long. So can you cast your minds back right now? What are the current contestants going through? Like, I'd love to get details on, like, do they have their phones? Are they in a hotel? Are they like where are they right now?
No phone.
They're in holding
right now.
Hang on, holding sounds like cattle at a mart. I mean, where are they? I'm sure they're in some 5-star hotel, right?
They're in villas. They're with a chaperone, and they're literally just waiting until they go in. So right now, they would have been told that
they've
been released. So what is going through your head right now? It's like, what are people saying? Do people like me? Has any stories come out?
Okay, so the release thing is...
My chaperone. I was pestering him. I was saying, show me. Let me see what the image. Let me see what...
Okay, because the chaperone has a phone.
They are very strict. Like, like even watching YouTube, like listening to music, like they have to control the remote. Yeah. Like,
of course.
Any chance.
Yeah, you could click onto something. Yeah. Love Island contestant rundown by... whatever YouTube user, and you see what everyone thinks of you. And when you go in, right, and you're in the villa and it's all happening, like, is there any contact with the outside world?
Zero.
The only contact you're getting is the new bombshells coming in.
Okay.
And even then, they're like, they can't really say anything.
So they've been told not to say too much.
Like, they'll get cautious.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was one time where in the villa, someone got told, like, oh, you're loved, and they're like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
So strict.
And
I remember one time, I think the World Cup of the Euros was on, and like I kept on saying to the security guard, "Oh, like please, like is anyone going through?" And then he'd just be like,
"Yes." That's a nod, a silent nod from Toby's security guard. And Catherine, do you think about that when you're in there? Then do you spend time thinking about how you're being perceived outside, or are you just so focused on what's happening in your universe right there that you kind of forget about it all?
I think it's more, you think about it more before you actually go in. And then when you're in, because you're surrounded by people, because obviously in holding, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have anyone to talk to, no one to, you know, because there's nothing happening. Whereas like when you're in the villa, everyone's around you, you kind of just fall into this world. That's your new world. That's your new reality. So you don't really think about the outside world.
And you don't even think about how, like you said earlier on, like when you're released, as you said, you know, you're so concerned about what people have said about your stories.
Really,
once you go in there, everything changes
because you don't know what's right or wrong. Like in the villa, you just live in the moment. Like I can't even express how different it is. Like people are like, oh, you're like, do you not, the camera is on you, like you literally forget everything's around.
Yeah, takes you 30 minutes, you forget the cameras are there.
Yeah,
wow.
Maybe the first hour you're like, ooh, this is new.
Yeah.
But and then after a while, people are farting. People are moving.
And Toby, when you came out of the villa, did you watch back the series that you had been in?
No. I can't. I couldn't even stand like my voice on the show. Like, you know, like I was watching it, I was like, oh, I think I see some cool bits though, like some like highlight bits.
Okay.
TikTok or like YouTube.
Yeah, and it's a good job of just clipping the bits. So exactly. I think that's what we see.
I think I sat down once and watched a full episode and I was like, this is so boring. Like,
really?
I really know what happened.
Yeah.
I was like, I really know what
you've
happened.
You've been there, yeah.
You
know what's going to happen.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I lived this.
Why, Catherine, do you think the Irish have done so well when we've gone in there? Like everybody, from yourself and Maura and Greg.
Real.
Yeah. But are we realer than the English? Sorry, Toby. We'll just ask that question for a minute. Like,
do you know what it is? I feel like Irish people, like, we're just such down-to-earth people. Mm. Like, I don't think you can be an Irish person and not get along with them.
I think you just say how it is, isn't it?
Yeah. People respect that.
Yeah.
And what about now? Say there's someone listening right now. They're young. They're in their 20s. I'm looking at Shannon, who works here on my team. She's 24. Like, if someone's thinking about going in, do you think they should? And B, what tips would you have if someone is determined to go in?
I think if it's playing on your mind, just go for it. I'm one of them people that like, don't go back and forth from decisions.
Mm.
If you're thinking about it and it's just on your mind, go for it. So and it's an experience.
Yeah.
Like Love Island is an experience. Like you don't know what you're going to get. So you have to be like, F it.
I think it's one of the best experiences I've had ever, you know, in my life.
Like I'm so
really, Toby, yeah, it was that good.
Yeah. Fortunately, obviously, some people obviously haven't had the best experiences, but I think me personally, I think it's the best summer ever.
Wow.
Hands down, yeah.
And then the tips is just be yourself, because people sniff out the fakeness.
Right.
Just be yourself and live in the moment. I can't stress that enough.
And be like, open to love.
Yeah. Don't worry about what's going to happen when you come out. Don't worry about what's going on. Like, just live your truth, like, in that moment.
It's called Love Island for a reason, I guess. Yeah, be open to love. Good advice, Toby. Maybe that's for everybody, not just in Love Island. Just be open to love, no matter where you are and what you're doing.
No, don't be open to love in real life.
It's scary, man. Oh, you know, he's heartbroken once.
It's scary in real life.
I hear you. Well, look.
Catherine,
we share a mutual friend, right? Our mutual friend is Jason Derulo. Well, let's relive the moment that Jason Derulo came into the villa.
Can somebody put this on for me?
Of course I will!
He gave me the jacket. I smell like Jason. Like, no one else smells like him in here.
I can't believe it. He kissed my hands. We love Jason here.
So on Love Island, tell everybody who didn't see it, Jason Derulo came into Love Island. What happened between you and him?
So I was single. Everyone's in couples. But his eyes just drifted to me.
Of course.
And, you know, he kissed my hand. He gave me his jacket. And we replayed that a few times. So I got to keep reliving that moment. And I was like, oh,
You sniffed his jacket. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he smells so good. I think I lived off that smell. Like, you know, when you go to bed, like, you know, like when you get like a guy's hoodie or something, you keep smelling. Like, that was the moment. But like, I just remember in the smell. I was like, ooh, this jacket. I don't think even, like, you know, when he handed me the jacket, I don't think I was even meant to put it on.
Oh, was it?
You
just embraced it.
I just had to.
Have you still got the jacket?
No.
No. Well, here's the mutual friend bit, right? Which is, I interviewed Jason Derulo and I don't think he likes me. I think he loved you. Oh. Only likes me because I told him that I don't wash my legs in the shower, right?
What?
If I can show you the faces that do with that mess. I wear shorts all day and I never wash my legs.
Talk about that.
So I told him, and this was his direct quote, was like, nah, man, you gotta scrub a dub dub them joints.
Oh, you have the best American accent as well. I feel like you just sound like it.
I've listened to it so many times, that's why I can do it to a T, because it's just such a great insult. It's like you're just taking me out of it completely.
How can I be mad?
Toby, you're still playing football, right?
Yes, I am.
Hashtag United. 19 goals I've seen on your Wikipedia. Could you do 19, a job up front for my beloved Manchester United next season, please?
No, I'm all right, thank you. I'm all right. What's that hashtag United?
You wouldn't even come near us.
No, I'm all right. Not United. No.
Do you support Liverpool? I was going to say, do you support a Premier League team? I bet you it's Liverpool. Yeah, that was my next question.
I see the situation at Man United. It's just a toxic place. Me, I'm just a pure heart. I don't want to go to toxic places.
Also, it's Man United and you're a Liverpool fan, so you wouldn't go near, even if they offered you the world. I get it. Okay, do you know what? Before I let you go, I want to do this, Catherine, if you'll forgive me. I want to do this with Toby. I want to do, not Love Island, I want to do Irish Mammy Island quiz. Because famously, we know that Toby's mam, Victoria, is so Irish. Can we replay the moment that she walked into the villa? Have a listen to this.
Oh, I missed you so much.
Stop.
Oh, why is it so hard?
I don't know. Why am I crying? It's not even that deep.
I haven't cried once here. Now I'm crying.
Are you okay?
That was so beautiful when she walked in. Well, listen, I want to see if having a proper Irish mammy has rubbed off on you, and give you a simple Irish mammy island quiz. Famously on Love Island, you'll often hear this.
Oh, I got a text!
So, if your Irish mammy, Victoria, sent you a text and said, were you born in a barn, Toby? What does she mean?
That's one of our go-tos, to be honest.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So then what?
Getting a wooden spoon, one of them.
That was one of my other questions. So if you're born in a barn, what does that mean?
Oh, like, where have you come from? Like, what have you done? Like, why are you like this? Why are you like this?
In my house, it just means I've left the front door open again.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, finish this sentence. If you're too sick to go to school, you're...
dead.
I would have gone with, you're too sick to play with your friends, is usually what I got. Or too sick to go outside and play, is usually what I got. But yeah. And the final question then in this incredible quiz is, why would you pray to Saint Anthony?
Ooh, Saint Anthony.
Particularly, in fact, some people even make donations to Saint Anthony. What would be happening in your situation?
To find something.
Yes, 10 out of 10. Oh, if you lose something, you pray to St. Anthony. Who in the room told you that? That is absolutely right. Very impressive. Come here. We're looking forward to watching Love Island on Virgin Media. June 9th it comes out. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. See you later.
See ya. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.